Good morning. Happy Thursday. Blessed Thursday. I pray that today you have a day that is full of the peace and the joy that the Lord our God wants to give to both you and I on this day. I want to encourage you this morning to let you know that our God, He is still mighty. He is still powerful. He is still all-knowing. If we can do anything else throughout the day, if you can't find anything else to pray about, you can always tell God thank you. I can always tell God thank you. I can always say, God, I praise you. I don't feel like it right now. Things don't look the way that I want them to look on paper. I don't like what's going on in my community, at the church, in my family. But God, you are still worthy of praise. So this morning, I want to say to you, just tell God thank you, because I'm going to tell him thank you. Have I felt like telling him thank you? Oh, no, not really, because circumstances want to dictate how we praise God, how we worship him, how we give him glory, how we honor him, how we serve him throughout the day. But we cannot, I cannot let my circumstances dictate on how I serve him, on how I stand to please him, because everything we do, at the end of the day, we want to be able to say, God, everything I did, I wanted to please you. I know I may have missed the mark throughout the day, because guess what? Even that most perfect person who I have heard people say, well, you know, I don't sin. I don't falter. What? Where they doing that at? Where you don't sin, where you don't make a mistake. Well, you know, that's a different story for a different time. But I want to tell you that throughout the day, we are going to miss the mark. Guess what? You may not do something physically, but you're going to think something. You're going to think something wrong. You're going to think out of the way. And you're going to have to ask God, God, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. But this morning, God, he still reigns. He's not done yet. And as I talk to you, I talk to myself, I speak to myself, I minister to myself, because I have to remind and encourage me that God is not done yet, that God knows what's best. There's a time and a season for all things. There is nothing new under the sun. That's what the word says, that there is a time and a season for all things. It's a time to laugh. It's a time to cry. It's a time to mourn. It's a time to build. It's a time to destroy, tear down, build up. Nothing new under the sun takes God by surprise. Nothing that happens to you or me takes God by surprise. God doesn't have to sit and say, I wasn't prepared for this. You know how we do? Something comes up that we weren't prepared for, and we just kind of rub our head, and we just kind of look to the left and to the right, and we say, I got to try to figure out what I'm going to do now, because I wasn't prepared for this. But that's not our God. That's not the God that you and I serve. Sometimes we think that God doesn't know. Sometimes we think he's forgotten about us. Sometimes we think he's placed us on the back shelf. But God, that ain't even in his DNA. God can't forget about us, because we are his creation. So he can't forget about that which he created with his own two perfect nail-scarred hands. Yes, he did. So today, I want to encourage you with something, because when other people encourage me, I encourage them back. When people encourage me, I like to pour that encouragement into other people. When someone says something that is profound and powerful and it moves on my heart, I like to share it with other people. And so I want to share with you today something that my husband said to me the other day. We were having a conversation about life and the things that we have to deal with and all of that. And I made a comment with my crazy self, and I said something along the lines of God having to think about it. Dude, you know, I think it was something like, I wonder, does God think about so-and-so? And he quickly, I don't think he said in his mind, oh, let me set her straight. But he just automatically said what God put on his heart. He said to me, he said, God doesn't have to think, because he already knows. And to me, that was just, it was powerful. It was needed for me to hear. And now I am sharing it with you. God is so great. He's so wonderful. He puts people in place to speak to us at the right time and the right place when we need it. But the question is, are we going to receive it? And today, I just want to share with you what my husband shared with me, and that is this. God doesn't have to think about it because he already knows. And isn't that wonderful that we serve a God, a master, a king, a creator who he doesn't have to sit and think about what he's going to do because he already knows, because he already pre-planned our destination. He already pre-planned our lives. He already knew the ups and the downs. So he doesn't have to sit and think about when things happen to us, what he's going to do, because he already knows what he's going to do. And because of that, we should give him praise. We should give him glory and honor with the fruit of our lips. Just say thank you and mean it. Say, God, I thank you that you don't have to sit and think, because you already know the beginning. You already know the end. You already know the end at the beginning. He already knows, no matter what we go through, he already knows. He already sees the bigger picture. He already sees the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. He already sees how the way is going to be made. He already sees what's going to be adjusted and readjusted and critiqued in our lives. He already knows. And that is good news this morning. So I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to me, hold your head up. Help is on the way. And something better than that is that God is a very present help in a time of trouble. So the next time trouble knocks on your door, and it doesn't have to be trouble with the police. It doesn't have to be trouble with your children. When we think trouble, we think law enforcement. But it can be your hardest trouble. It can be your brokenhearted. It can be that you need a spiritual healing. If you're spiritually broken, that's trouble. That's not anything good. That's negative. That's not positive. So the next time trouble comes knocking at your door, your physical door or the door of your heart, just know that God is there, because his word says that he's a very present help in a time of trouble. And you may not get the answer that you want right then. I've been there. Didn't get the answer that I wanted. I'm not getting the answer that I wanted. And I say to God, God, I know that you can do whatever you want to do. What I'm asking you to do, you can do it right here, right now, in this moment. But like I said earlier, that to everything, there's a time and a season. God has his prearranged, pre-planned time for each and every circumstance, each and every situation to happen in our lives. And that's good. That's positive. That's good news this morning. So I just wanted to encourage your heart and to let you know that God is not done yet. He's not done yet. He's not done yet, because our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard, nor has it entered into our hearts. All of the good things, all of the wonderful things, all of the pleasant things that God has in store for you and I, we haven't seen it. So today, be kind to somebody today, just because you can do it. Today, surrender your life to Christ. Today, if you've backslidden, just come on back over in humility. Come on back over and tell God all about it. Tell him, because he knows anyway. He just needs for you to tell him. And then find you a good, strong believer, somebody who is seasoned in the word of God, somebody who you know that they live what they speak, they live what they preach, and then you confess your faults to them. We're supposed to do that. That doesn't mean that you go tell everybody that can listen. No, you pray and ask God to show you who that believer is, who that person is that you know that you can say, when I share this with them, I'm not going to hear it again. Because I see people that live a raggedy life, and they live a raggedy life, and they know what they're doing is not right. but they won't go and find a believer to help them. And why do you say believer, Keisha? Well, if I'm out there, if I'm out there on MLK, shaking it and dropping it down low and bringing it back up, why am I going to go get with somebody else that's doing the same thing I'm doing and expect that they're going to help me to come from out of that? No, you go to somebody who you know is living a life that's pleasing before God. And that's not saying God loves somebody better than you. He loves you enough to allow you to find that person that's going to help you. And I am so blessed because I have a handful of mentors. Good. I'm talking about seasoned in the Word of God, prayer warriors, and they just don't love on me and tell me what I want to hear. But when I'm out of line, when I'm thinking wrong, when I'm worrying too much, they pull me to the carpet and they help me through loving eyes and through loving hands and through loving words. They help me to find my focus again. And that focus is only found in Jesus Christ and his plan that he has for your life. So, if you backslidden, come on back over to the other side. God is waiting for you. And then know that better, greater, it is sooner, not later. I will say it. I will say it until they put me 6 feet deep. Better, greater is sooner, not later. God rules, he rests, he reigns, he's real, he's obvious. And I don't know why God put that in my heart to say, but he's obvious. Some people are looking for God and he's right there. He's obvious to you. He's right there. But sometimes because our hearts are hardened, because our hearts have been closed off because of circumstances, we don't see God and he's obviously there. So, pass this podcast to one person that you know needs just a little bit of encouragement. Pray for me. I'm going to pray for you. And until next time, know that God doesn't have to think about anything because he already knows. Be blessed. I love you. Bye-bye.